Well, how does this compare to your PC? See, I'm just taking one isolated, goofy subject, which means nothing to me. I don't even consider it a particularly prideful skill. As a matter of fact, I fixed that old Admiral, by the way. I had a couple of goldfish bowls. I never use chronometers anymore. I stole a couple of aircraft watches off some pilots in the Army that were careless enough to come aboard. The chronometers, the old Navy chronometers, didn't work, so I had them taken out and stowed. And there were two great big bins on the chart table there. So I got goldfish bowls, and I put them in these big bins, you see, and put a light down below to light them up, you know. Crystal balls, of course, you know. One day, this old admiral wandered down into my chart room. They always haunt chart rooms. They like to recollect their days as a midshipman, you know. And he wandered in, and he wanted to know the position. Well, the funny part of it was, is one of the gags is, the LORAN navigation system was underneath one of these crystal balls. And, of course, it was just two dials of latitude and longitude. And lighted in such a way you could only see it through the crystal ball. And he wanted to know what the latitude and longitude was, and so I lean over and look at one of these crystal balls from his viewpoint, you see, just a lighted crystal ball. He took one look at this mystic, spiritual, magical hangover, you know. It was just a joke for the quartermasters and the officers of the watch, you know. My God, he goes right up and sees the captain, you know, and turns in a report on me. I decided after that I'd better study and find out what a sense of humor was, because ours were differed. I just wanted to show you a specialized piece of knowledge. You see, a specialized piece of knowledge, a rather goofball piece of knowledge that gets you to sail on flat planes, apparently, around actual spheres, navigating by various types and stars and gimmicks and gahoojits and all that sort of thing. And sailing through space at infinite distances at a speed too fast to pick up the light from the stars you were leaving, you see. All kinds of weird things, and jamming up the stars you're approaching. And it's quite a complicated subject. Astrogation is something they haven't solved yet here, and they're not about to for a long time because they haven't got enough bright boys this time who themselves are willing to redevelop it. They think they're going to have to study it. The way to ruin them navigationally would be write a textbook on astrogation, not let anybody evolve it, see?